Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello.
Hello, how you doing? This is Joshua Wright, the Gossip Jukebox.
Right on time. That's what I love about you. Very punctual. How you doing this evening?
Yeah. I'm good, and yourself?
You know what? We can't always have good days, and today's just been a roller coaster of a ride.
Right.
But we're
going to
get through it.
Yeah. That's it. As long as we get through it, that's what counts.
So before you, and I can't wait, before you bless us with the mic, tell our listeners a little bit about you, a little bit about your journey, any projects that you got going on. Just introduce yourself to the world, and we just going to sit back and just let you do your thing. How about that?
All right. That's cool. Okay, well, my name is Joshua Wright. My artist name is The Gospel Jukebox, DJB. That's one man with many different styles and sounds. I'm originally from New Iberia, Louisiana, but I was born in Germany. My mom, she was in the military, so I've lived all over the place, all over the world, all over the country. A little bit about me. I'm a graduate of Westgate High School back in 02, class of 02. Shout out to my 02 alums. I also graduated from UL in 07 with English and a minor in child psychology. I have my master's degree in theological studies, Christian studies, from Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia. I'm also a licensed minister. A lot of people don't know that. I've been a minister since I was 18, and I'll be 40 this year. I don't look it. So I've been in ministry for a pretty long time. Other things about me, I've been on every singing show imaginable. I've been on Sunday's Best a few seasons, a few times. I tried out for Sunday's Best a few times. I actually tried out for The Voice a few times, didn't make it. I'm still a little bummed about that. American Idol, I've tried out for American Idol a few times, didn't make it. So I did all those singing shows and things of that sort. I have my new song that's currently out on all streaming platforms called Gospel Gumbo. It's a little bit of Zydeco, a little bit of gospel infusion mix, and I have a dance with it called the Gospel Gumbo Shuffle. If people that want to learn the dance, you can go on YouTube and type in Gospel Gumbo Shuffle, and bam, it's right there. My new song is on all streaming platforms. You can go to Spotify. It's on iTunes. It's on iHeartRadio. I even made it to Pandora, so I'm all over the place with that.
Excellent.
And I'm going to have another song coming out real soon. I'm getting ready to put the final touches on. It's called God Field Music. It's a little bit of 90s. It has a 90s vibe, a little bit of jazz, a little bit of funk, pop. I threw all kind of different styles and sounds in it, so I'm really excited about that song coming out soon. And another thing about me, the Gospel Jukebox, it's very funny how I got that name. I was in the gospel choir at UL, and everybody knew me as the person. Like, every time the choir director would teach a song, I would know it. So one of my fellow choir members, they said, Josh, you're like a gospel jukebox. Like, every time you think about a jukebox has all the hits and all the songs, and when you play it, you get your song and different things like that. So that's where that name derives from, the Gospel Jukebox, and I just stuck with it from then.
That's I like that, because I was going to ask you, I have in my own poetry group, so I was like, tell a fun fact about yourself that people don't know, and being a spoken, you've heard me, being a spoken word artist, I said that if you look at my writing style, I was heavily influenced, and still am, by Dr. Seuss. So
mm-hmm.
a lot of people didn't know that. So any other fact that people, fun fact that you want to share that people don't know about the Gospel Jukebox?
Another fun fact about me is a lot of people don't, I don't show this side of me. I'm classically trained, so I sing opera music. I can do opera. I can sing opera music. Like, I can sing in foreign languages and do the classical thing. So that's the side of me I don't really like to show people, but I have that under my belt. I'm classically trained.
Excellent. So you know what song I'm just sitting here just rubbing my hands. You know what song I want you to do.
Yes, I'm aware. You put your request. You let me know what you wanted to hear. Yes.
All right. So I'm going to shut up, and I'm going to let you do your thing. Ladies and gentlemen, the mic now belongs to the Gospel Jukebox. Take it away.
All right. So this song was for request. I'm going to do A Change Is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke. I hope y'all enjoy it.
Yes. Okay.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like that river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been so hard to live in, but I'm afraid to die. See, I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. A long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it is. I go to the movies and I love the sound. Somebody keeps telling me, don't hang around. A long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it is. See, I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down. Oh, my feet. Oh, there been times that I thought I could live for too long. But now I think I'm able to carry on. See, a long time coming, but I know our change gonna come. Oh, yes, it is.
That's what I'm talking about. Beautiful voice, like a mockingbird. I'm gonna keep quiet, and I'm gonna let you do a few more. and just let the listeners just hear your beautiful voice.
All right. So this next song I want to do is just to encourage everyone to let you know that you can encourage yourself in the Lord if you just speak the word and you shall be healed. So I pray that you're blessed by this song.
Amen.
Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. See, sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, speak God's word and you will be healed. So speak over yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Oh, see, sometimes you have to encourage your own self. See, sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed. So speak over yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. You see, sometimes you have to speak a word over yourself. Depression's all around, but remember God is your present help. Well, the enemy created a wall, but remember giants, they do fall. So speak over yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Oh, as I minister to you, oh, I also minister to myself. You see, when life can hurt your soul and your fears, there's nothing left. No matter how you feel, just keep God's word and you will be healed. So speak over yourself. Please encourage yourself in the Lord.
All right. I like that one. That might be my next favorite. Is that your own or is that...
This was by, it was Donna Lawrence. It's Donna Lawrence, Encourage Yourself.
Excellent. I like that rendition. I like that. Now, hold on a second here. We got a couple of things here. The Women of the World Poetry Slam just got over. A couple of my friends did exceptionally well. Badu Mays, out of 73, she ranked number 14 with the poet out of Florida. She made number 6. And my friend out of Richmond, Virginia, Ayanna Florence, is the number 1 woman poet in the world. So congratulations to my 3 friends. Did exceptionally well.
All right.
Yes. 14, 6, and 1. Wow. What else we got? we have the Creole Poetry Slam. I'm sponsoring that. That's going to be from July the 7th to the 9th at the Best Western Vermilion. We're hoping that this will be the start of something continuous, and hopefully in the near future that it will get as big as Southern Pride. But you got to crawl before you walk. And what else do I got? I got that. And one other thing, and then we are going to let you continue this concert. So this is a word that's from a book called The Little God Time for Men. And we're going to read this little section says, grow in maturity. And it said, flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22 from the NIV. And then it says, biblical manhood is not saturated with shallow definitions of bench press markings, sexual mischievousness, or financial achievement. A godly man is defined by his Christ-like attitude that is expressed in consistent sacrificial servitude for the good of others and the joy of their hearts. Maturing men seek to grow in peering themselves out for the development of their loved ones while continuously being poured into through the mercies of the gospel. Righteousness, genuine faith, selfless love, and gentle peace are characteristics that describe the mark of a godly man. Lord, help me to grow into the man you have called me to be. Align my heart with your purposes. Grant me a steadfastness in your truth. And again, that is from the book, A Little Godly God Time for Men. And with that, we're going to let you get back and do a few more songs. We're going to do a little poetry, and then we're going to have you take us out with whatever song that you have on your heart. Does that work for you?
Okay, that's cool.
All right. And here to bless the mic once again is the Gospel Jukebox.
All right. So I mentioned earlier that I'm classically trained, so I guess I'll go ahead and bless the mic with a little opera for y'all.
Okay.
Enjoy. So the song is Ave Maria. This is one of my favorite songs I like to sing. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Maria gratia. Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus, fructus gratia plena, Maria gratia plena, Maria gratia plena. benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus, et benedictus fructus vesti, ventris tui,
excellent. I can hear that you are classically trained in opera.
Excellent.
And let's see here. I'm going to read a poem here. It's called Redemption. Please forgive me because I failed to mention that I'm looking for redemption. Today I'm looking to change my way, so is it surprising that the uprising is not here to stay? The truth is gone away as the lies are here. So I pray that you forgive me because I failed to mention that I'm not looking for redemption, no attention for my cause. I've spent my time behind bars. So far, the truth and mistakes of my youth leaves me with nothing to hold, because now that I'm old, the truth needs to be told. Forgive me because I failed to mention that I'm looking for redemption from Montego Bay to Tivoli Gardens, to Spanish Town, to the grounds of Red Rocks. The blood that flows from my sins never stops. So it now begins, but it will never end until I make amends, because I know that you reap what you sow. So I know that I need you to forgive me, because I failed to mention that I'm looking for redemption, not attention. A million men again pledge their allegiances collectively, but individually, each must go back home and atone in order to change their communities. Did they fail to mention that they all need redemption, not attention? P.S. In this lifetime, I find that I still need some redemption. All right? And our hearts go out to the latest mass shooting that happened in Nashville. I don't know what's going on in this nation. But in this episode, you had 3 9-year-olds were, I'm going to use the word, assassinated. And you had 2 60-year-olds and 1 61-year-old were all killed in this latest mass shooting in Nashville. And when I did the research on that, it says, from Columbine to Nashville, there has been 175 mass school shootings. And that doesn't include supermarkets, nightclubs, and restaurants. And so we got a big, big, big issue here. And I'm going to read this last one, and I'm going to let you close out. And it's dedicated to the casualties and other casualties. Okay, so it said, years later, I find that I still can't wrap my mind around Columbine. And now today, 6 were taken away as the blood spills in Nashville, as we still are looking for answers, as the banner can't be waved because it is soaked with the blood of the innocent and the brave. As the banter among the right failed to give legislation to help fight and thwart the situation that we are facing, as they have nothing to say because they are in the pockets of the NRA, as the Second Amendment needs amending because these mass shootings are sending more innocent lives to the grave, as tombstones are engraved with the names of those who couldn't be saved. Now we are forced to look at Sandy Hook again and again and again. Why does this keep happening? Now look at this list. Now ask yourself, how do we change this? Robb Elementary School, Oxford High School, Santa Fe High School, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, Umpqua Community College, Marysville Pilchuck High School, University of California, Santa Barbara, Sandy Hook Elementary School, Okies University, Northern Illinois University, Virginia Tech, West Nickel Mines Amish School. P.S., this doesn't take into account mass shootings elsewhere. People have been killed and been targets in supermarkets, nightclubs, and shopping malls, and movie theaters. It doesn't get much clearer than that. We need a better gun reform, and that's a fact. And again, our hearts go out and prayers go out to the latest mass shooting in Nashville. And so with that, we are going to have the Gospel Jukebox take us out, and this will be available to download or to listen to. I will post it. It takes about an hour to process. I mean, this has been fantastic. It's like having my own private concert with the Gospel Jukebox. I'm excited. I was supposed to have been another person. The Gospel Songbird was supposed to join, but she had got tied up. So it is what it is. One monkey doesn't stop the show. And so I'm excited, yeah, that when people hear this, they're going to be like, darn it, I should have been on there. I should have been listening, but they'll get their opportunity. So with that said, we're going to let the Gospel Jukebox take us on home, and then I'll go ahead and close it out. And now, to finish blessing the mic, ladies and gentlemen, the Gospel Jukebox.
All right, everyone. Before I do my last number, in order to find me, to follow me, you can go on my Facebook page at Joshua N. Wright. And also I have GJB Inc., that's INC 83. You can follow me on there. On Instagram, GJB Inc. 83, that's my company name. You can follow me on there. And also check out my, I have a clothing line called King's Heart Apparel. That's akheart.myshopify.com. I design for men, women, kids, even your pets. I got shoes, purses, dresses, all kind of things. And I'm actually adding new things to the collection as we speak. So check me out on there as well. And my website, www.gjbinc83.com. All right, so I'm going to take us out with one of my favorite songs by one of my favorite artists, Donny Hathaway, For All We Know.
Okay.
For all we know, we may never meet again. Before you go, may this moment meet again. We won't say goodnight until the last minute. I'll hold out my head and my heart will be in there. This may only be a dream. We come and we go like the ripples of a stream. So love me tonight. Tomorrow may never come, for we know, we know.
Wow, what a way to end the show. Well, everyone, we have a few minutes left, and this has been, it's like having my own private concert with the Gospel Jukebox. Is there anything that you, anything you want to add before I go ahead and end the show? Anything you want to add, anything you want to say, any shout outs? So you got any dates?
I want to shout out to my producer who did Gospel Gumbo. That's Chris Little C. Wright of Wright Tracks, an amazing producer, a person that gets me musically, that gets my vision. So shout out to him for making my dreams come true, making things possible, helping me get my music out there. Shout out to him. Shout out to Yuriko for allowing me to be a part of this platform. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for having me. I'm honored. I'm blessed to bless the mic and be a part of your program. As for any event, I don't have anything coming up as of yet, but if anybody wants to know what I'm doing, again, you follow me on all my social media platforms to kind of get an idea of what I'm doing and where I'm going.
Perfect, perfect. Please support. We have to support each other. Please support the Gospel Jukebox. And how I end all of the broadcasts, I say, aim for the moon and the sun. If you miss, at least you will be amongst the stars. Peace and God bless. And this, again, has been Come Bless the Mic. And our special guest who has blessed the mic has been the Gospel Jukebox. Thank you. Thank you again for supporting me. And I will continue to support you because we have to support each other. All right,
yes,
everyone.
Yes.
Good night. Good night. And have a blessed week. Thanks again.
Night, everyone.
All right. Good night.